there are perceptions of what type of content or what type of art making Asian women are supposed to create.
We started this because we wanted to create a space where Asian women could tell their stories on their own terms without being censored. And so that's what FOC is.
At some point in the audience, you feel like, well, I'm going to throw out a topic for us to see what these ladies will say. Throw out a topic.
So the founders are Mei Li Yang, Naomi Ko, and Sai Mukta Dongpusai Bongsai.
Hi, my name is Naomi Ko, and I am a member of FOC Funny Asian Women Collective. I actually am a comedic storyteller, and I also do film and television. Wrote and produce and star in a TV pilot called Nice. I was invited to do a show in St. Paul, and the curator asked me if I wouldn't swear and if I could keep it basically PG. And the type of comedy and the type of performance that I do is actually pretty inappropriate. I swear a lot. I talk about sex. So that night I bombed, and we had to do something about it. Otherwise, you know, this wasn't going to be a great career for me. Asian Pacific Islander women, American women, are expected to act a certain way. We're expected to be submissive. We're expected to be quiet. And we're expected not to swear or be aggressive or abrasive. We really want to change that concept. So that's why we started this group.
My name is Sai Mukta Vongsai, and I am a poet, a playwright, a culture producer, a teaching artist, also the managing director of the Funny Asian Women Collective. We are a unapologetic group of Asian Pacific Islander American women. Our mission right now is to use comedy and performance art to clap back at microaggressions. FOC does workshops as well as cabaret performances. So the workshops are open to anyone who identifies as APIA and a woman. It's our way of creating safer spaces for us to tell our stories. And the cabarets are open to everyone. But we insist that people are mature when they come because some of the content might be out there, which we're not gonna apologize for.
And f*** you. My
name is Mei Li Yang. I am a writer, performance artist, and teaching artist. A lot of Asian women experience microaggressions almost every day. I had a boss once who said, "You're really high-functioning." That was meant to be a compliment. So there are things that people say all the time. Sometimes they're meant to be offensive. Sometimes they're not. A lot of times they're meant to be jokes. And what happens is that sometimes we're not equipped to speak back. So we just thought, okay, let's create a space where people can practice talking back and speaking up for themselves.
My name is Sophia Eck, and I participated in a FOC improv workshop. It's just a fantastic way to get in a space where you can practice learning how to respond to a situation that might make you uncomfortable, but in a safe space where you're being coached.
Our guest is Atsuko Akatsuka. If I liked the song, I'd be proud of it. I'd be like, that's called chopsticks. But because I don't like the song, I call racism on that. You know, that's how it works. I think in a way we are mentors because Mae Mooks and I are all Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota-based comedic artists. There's really no one else who looks like us who's doing what we're doing. We believe we're doing a twofold. We're building the next community of APIA women, female identifying comedic talent, but then also we're trying to arm the community with ways to cope and to deal with microaggressions.